We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And for the next couple segments, we've got USD 475 Geary County Schools joining us here. And Superintendent Dr. Reginald Eggleston is on the program this morning. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me again. I do appreciate it.
You bet.
Hope you're doing well, staying warm.
We're trying real hard. It's, you know, I don't like it when it gets this cold. I'd prefer it be like, you know, what the weather you get in May, June. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I think we would all like that. I tell you, these single-digit mornings have been tough.
Yeah, no kidding. It's definitely been a challenge. And, of course, we saw, you know, weather move through here. I think for the first time this year, you guys had to take a snow day. Is that right?
We did. Because of the negative or minus temperature or wind shear factor, we ended up needing to have a delay on one day, a two-hour delay, and then we ended up having to close school just for, again, the safety of students, families, employees. You know, those weather conditions can be very harsh, and so it was the right thing to do at that moment.
Yeah, and that's a tough call for any. I've talked to other superintendents before, and, you know, no one wants to cancel school. You want to just keep going, but you have to make these decisions kind of at a late hour. Sometimes it could be late at night or early the next morning.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that by law, we are required to have to be in school so many hours. And so when we build the master schedule, we try to include a few days, we would say snow days, in the event that we need to take them. But we're required by law to be in school so many hours. And so trying to make sure we don't jeopardize those hours and minutes is so important. And that's why it's a decision that has to be well thought out, because there's always some other aspects of it that have to be addressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully things will warm up here. We won't have to use any more snow days this February, but cross your fingers there. As far as some other things going on, I know that there's been some schedule disruptions on other things. I got a note here the other day that this USD 475 had rescheduled its 2022 State of Education, which I imagine is kind of similar to like a State of the State or State of the Union address.
Yes, sir, it is. It does give us an opportunity to talk about everything that has transpired over the past 12 months, catch everyone up as far as things we've been working on, successes, challenges. One of the things we plan to highlight is our five-year strategic plan that the Board of Education approved about 6 or 7 months ago. And so that's been the driving factor for our behavior, and it sets all of the goals and action steps that we will use to accomplish those goals. So we wanted to do that, as well as highlight teachers and students for many of the remarkable things that they've been doing throughout the last 12 months as well. So it's really a recap, again, of everything that's happened over the last year, and it gives us an opportunity to celebrate the successes of the district.
So the rescheduled date on that is going to be, looks like March 22nd?
That is correct, at 7 o'clock, and that will take place at our new high school, or at Junction City High School.
All right, good stuff. And speaking of the high school, I'm curious, I know that we've talked about this in the past here, the old high school property, has there been any movement on decision with what will happen with the future of that?
Well, the Board of Education is working in collaboration with our city at this present moment, looking at potentially some options there. We will be having a discussion about the old high school property Monday night during our board meeting. And so nothing has been finalized, but a lot of discussion surrounding the property, the use of it, even potential programs that maybe the district would like to even use or place there as well. So a lot of conversations are happening, and it's still more, I think, to come as far as what the future of that property is going to look like and be.
It's curious, because here in Manhattan, we're doing kind of something not quite to the same scale here. There's a potential reuse of a part of the East Campus High School here in Manhattan. I'm curious, have you had any community engagement sessions over future use of that property, or is it just pretty much just been kind of at the board meetings itself?
It's been at the board meetings itself. There have been, during last year, we actually had some individuals and entities that visited us during the board meeting and shared their plans and vision. So I think we're just continuing to use the current format to have these discussions.
All right. Well, you got a beautiful new facility out there, which we've talked about here in the past. And another exciting thing here that I just got here this morning, a press release on, was there's groundbreaking plan for the new Fort Riley Elementary School.
Yes, we're very excited about that. We were awarded a grant through the federal government that will allow us to build a new elementary school on post. And so groundbreaking date has been scheduled, as you just stated, and we're excited about that opportunity. It gives us a chance to upgrade facilities on post and continue serving our men and women in uniform and their children, their families.
Yeah, it's planned for March 4th at 1 o'clock, and we'll be hearing more about that here as time gets closer. But that replaces, if I'm not mistaken, that replaces the school that's currently there.
It used to be Jefferson Elementary, but we also have a Morris Hill Elementary. And so the students at Morris Hill will go to the new facility. Both buildings, the Jefferson and Morris Hill Elementary schools, are fairly have some years on them, some mileage on them, so to speak. And so, again, this just gives us a chance to replace those facilities and put students in a much more updated one. And it's also will be a facility that, as growth occurs, it will be easy for us to make additions to this facility as well.
You might, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but it seems like it's a unique situation here and something I hadn't seen before I moved it to this area. But having a public school district that has schools also on a military post, is this unique here or does this happen in other places?
It's a very unique situation. There are very few situations like ours across the nation. It's kind of a anomaly, so to speak, where you have public education and the federal government working closely together. But I think it's been a really great partnership. The leadership on Fort Riley works very closely with us. I'm not certain, Brandon, if you know, but on my Board of Education, I actually have two service members who serve as advisors. The Garrison Commander and Command Sergeant Major are on our Board of Education as advisors. They are not voting members, but they provide insight to activities, events that are occurring with military families. 50% of our students are military, military related. We have 7,000 students. So they do have a voice at the table, and they assist us and really help us in a lot of positive ways. So really glad to have them as partners with us.
That's pretty cool. A neat partnership there, definitely. 943 here at News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston, Superintendent of Schools at USD 475 Geary County. We're going to step aside and take our break, and we'll come back. We'll talk more about what's going on in the district here in a moment on News Radio KMAN.